Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward, DANNYSEWARD. Date of birth is 5/8/1950, date of accident 9/27/2023, date of service 12/2/2023. Hey, if this dictation is already done, then disregard it. If it is not done, please go ahead and take care of it. December 2nd, 2023 is the date of service. The patient is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 9/27/2023. In this accident, patient was injured with a semi-tractor trailer that was trying to make a left turn, and all the four wheels of this trailer ran over the left side of the car and crushed his car. The car was total. This impact caused him severe headaches, along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. In addition, patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10, with radiation to the left leg constantly up to the ankle, posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Severe pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 9. And maximum ability to lift the arm, it was 150 degrees beyond in the forward flexion and abduction. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy, laser treatment, chiropractic treatment, occupational health, and he's able to work on a light duty job as he's an engineer, civil engineer. The pain level is between 6 to 9, and ADLs are affected at 9. Patient does report 60% improvement in the pain symptom. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review and for additional history and current pain medication and substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 151/110, pulse is 98, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, of new patient visit, that was on 11/3/2023, dictation number 1109-001. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, and also the extremities examination only. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy of 3 times per week, involving the neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, and with traction and massage aquatherapy. He's been released to a light duty with 5-pound restriction of lifting limit and heart transportation. His maps and labs have been reviewed, and he's advised to have an injection of the left shoulder intra-articular, as well as into the infraspinatus, and two trigger point in the trapezium. So procedure will be dictated in a minute. So the patient was provided with the medications to continue, which are Mobic, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief, Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for headache relief, Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. In addition, patient is going for a counseling for his panic, anxiety, and his wife had died from lymphoma for that. He's also being referred to psychiatry for his acute depression and counseling is being provided. Neurology referral was also ordered for him, and the patient is undergoing therapy, as well as a photobiomodulation device was ordered for him to help with the pain relief. He was also ordered a neuropsych referral as well for ongoing issues with the TBI. So far, the patient is fairly stable, and he'll be seen in 15 days' time.